The latest crime cameras in Syracuse are going up in one of its safest neighborhoods. Statistics show downtown Syracuse has one of the lowest violent crime rates anywhere in the city. But downtown committee president Marika Trier sought out the cameras to keep it that way.
Downtown is thriving. In the last 10 years, our residential population has increased 43%, and more companies are demonstrating their commitment to downtown by moving into the district. More than $340 million investment is underway currently. And it's very important to us that our residents, our visitors, our downtown property owners, and our businesses continue to feel safe in the downtown district.
The 10 cameras will cost $134,000 to install. $78,000 of that came from a grant secured by Assemblymember Bill Magnarelli. They're dotted around Armory Square, along Salina and Warren Streets, focusing on places where there's a lot of pedestrian traffic and potential growth. Developer Jim Brewer chairs the downtown committee. He adds the Hotel Syracuse renovation is another positive change to protect.
It shows an excitement in downtown, an excitement that we'd like to continue. Our population now has grown to over 3,100 residents. There's a number of residential projects still in the works. We're going to be bringing more people downtown. We want people to have a memorable experience in downtown, to feel comfortable.
Officials say business owners thought the cameras might make their customers and out-of-town visitors feel safer as well. Most of the units are up and can be seen with flashing blue lights on them, adding to their deterrent effect. Chris Bolt, WAER News.